Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Another legislative update this morning, and Senator Fred Baldwin from South Lincoln County in Senate District 14 joining us today. Hey, good morning, Senator. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Duke. I'm a little chilly, but otherwise I'm doing great.
It has hit us. It definitely has hit us. And yeah, we'll see what happens. But we'll appreciate your time, Senator, to give us an update on what you've been working on in the legislature heading into the upcoming session for 2024. I think we start with the Senate Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee, which is one of two committees that you are a chairman of. So let's start there and tell us what you've been doing this year so far.
That's great. And we did a lot, but I won't get too in-depth on anything. I'll try to give you just a little bit of an overview. Major topics that we considered in that committee during this interim was, number one, emergency medical services and fire recruitment, and trying to build the base rock of those services, which are struggling across the state and across the nation. A couple of the bills that you'll see coming out of there, there's one for a volunteer firefighter recruitment film. Another is trying to make EMS, or emergency medical services, an essential services, which surprisingly it's not in the state of Wyoming, and probably needs to be. Another thing comes out is consideration for volunteer firefighters for the state insurance program as an incentive, trying to get more people to volunteer for volunteer fire departments. Don't hold me to these numbers, but I believe across the state of Wyoming, we're about 300 volunteer firefighters short. We're quite short, and services are really struggling. That includes us here in Lincoln County, both south and north. It's a struggle. People don't volunteer like they used to, and EMS services likewise are finding a huge deficit in trying to get people to volunteer their time. People are busy, and these services take a lot more time. Other things that we talked about in that committee, we talked about a number of things. We talked about some labor issues. The other big things that come out of there are some medical issues, as everyone's well aware. Cost of medicine, the cost of pharmaceuticals in the state and the nation, again, is very high, and in a lot of cases, unaffordable. So the two big bills that we have coming out to consider those, one that talks about prior authorization, which if you don't know what it is, you need to go talk to your health care provider. They'll give you an earful. It's a major roadblock. It's a major stumbling block in the care of medicine right now. If to do any kind of treatment, sometimes to do any kind of prescriptions, takes a lot of effort and prior authorization. We're trying to make that a less large stumbling block or less large speed bump. That will be a very difficult task. It's a struggle. I know there's already people lobbying against it at the state level. So that's one to watch. Another one is called white bagging, which we really don't have time to discuss, but it also involves the cost of medicine to a number of people. Other than that, there's a few other bills coming across about behavioral health, but that's the majority of what we're doing in labor and health. It's a busy committee.
Well, and Senator, of course, your background is of course in health and medicine, and so a lot of these issues that you are talking about and discussing, this isn't something that you see just from discussions in committee. These are issues that you see day in and day out, so you're very familiar with them.
Very much so, particularly the prior authorization issue. It's just an overwhelming issue, and it's been a struggle for a number of years, and other states have begun to work on it and try to whittle it down, but it's going to take a Herculean effort to get this taken care of, to get it at least on the right course and the right path to making it better for patients and for the providers and hospitals and across. Go ahead.
A legislative summary here this morning from Senator Fred Baldwin out of Senate District 14, covering Southern Lincoln and portions of Sublette, Sweetwater, Uinta counties. Senator, you also chair the Mental Health and Vulnerable Adult Task Force Committee. And this is something that always gets brought up when we get our weekly updates from you during the session, is what to do with the mental health issues across the state of Wyoming. What have you guys discussed over the course of this year?
You know, we had several meetings. Representative Larson, or Chairman Larson, and I chaired this committee. There were a large number of topics. We whittled it down to four topics that we focused on and assigned subcommittees, and then came back and came together with some bills. And you may or may not be aware, the task force cannot sponsor a bill. So any bill that came out of this task force, we had to then refer to one of the standing committees. So our first topic was the mental health diversion for misdemeanor criminal offenses. There are a lot of young kids, particular adolescents, getting caught up in the criminal system when the underlying problem was really a mental health offense. So that was one of the focuses. Second focus was the need of vulnerable adults. You know, sometimes we overlook in Wyoming, because of the low population, the numbers don't seem very big about how many people we have at risk. And when you compare it to the total number of people and the number of people that are at risk, it's actually quite large. Third was the adolescents with high behavioral needs, which is also a significant need in the state because we have no place to place these youngsters. And the fourth was the kindergarten through 12th grade mental health system. The schools will all tell you there's a large amount of time focused on putting out burning fires. They're not really allowed to have time to help the kids. And we wanted to get some changes there, or at least make some suggestions to make that a more effective system and make our educational system more about the kids' mental health well-being and not so much about solving the crisis when it comes up. The piece of good news that came out of that, Duke, is that through this year, Wyoming actually went down in the percentage of total suicides. Wyoming has consistently been at number one for some years now. We're now down to number three, which, of course, still is not good, but it's an improvement. Maybe it's an indication that we're doing something right, that we're headed the right direction. So those were the four topics of focus. They went to various committees where they'll be co-sponsored.
Senator Fred Baldwin with this legislative update. Senator, appreciate the time and the update on what's been happening. Of course, you're on five other additional committees that you are a member of. Inside or outside of any of those committees, is there anything else that has your attention as you get ready for the upcoming session in January?
You know, I'm just headed this week to a national task force. It's called Health Innovations Task Force, which has some pretty important things going on. Too detailed to go through here, but that certainly has my focus. I will tell you that as we come into an election year this upcoming year, some of the issues are being clouded by campaigns. Property tax is a huge issue, and there's a number of proposals to fix it. They all have their strings. They all have their downsides, but in my mind, that's one of the most important things we have to solve. But as you might expect, mental health is at the forefront of my mind, and that's what I'll be. But it's going to be difficult to focus on those things. It's a budget year. It's an election year. So there's going to be a lot of noise in and around other issues besides those that are perhaps most important. But those are the big issues that have my mind.
Senator Fred Baldwin out of Senate District 14. Senator, as always, we appreciate the update, and we'll look forward to talking more when the session begins.
Sounds great.
All right. That's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.